Title: Amen Science Chop Widen Tutorial with an Automation First Workflow in Ableton Live 12 Advanced Resampling. Alright, let's build a modern Amen Science Chop workflow in Ableton Live 12, but with a very specific mindset. Automation first, resample second. The big idea is this. Instead of chopping forever and tweaking devices forever, we're going to perform movement into the break using automation, make it feel alive and intentional, and then print it into fresh audio. That resampled audio becomes your new raw material, and that's where the really fast, really pro drum and bass editing happens. And one more promise for this lesson. We're going to get it stereo wide and exciting, but still punchy and stable in mono. That's the difference between sound sick in headphones and actually works on a rig. Let's start with the session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere in the classic DNB range, 170 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174 as a nice middle ground. Now make three tracks: Amen Core, which is going to be your mono safe punch layer, Amen Air, which is your wide, moving texture layer, and Amen Resample, an audio track where we'll record the finished performance. Quick pro move. Color code these. Name them aggressively. When you're printing multiple versions, organization is not optional. It's literally speed. Next, import your Amen break onto the core track just to prep it cleanly. Open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Set envelope to 0% because we want tight, not smeary. Then make sure the very first kick is exactly on 1.1.1. This part matters a lot. If your downbeat is sloppy, every science move after that feels like an accident. Pick a clean 1 or 2 bar loop and consolidate it. That's Command or Control J. If the break is messy, you can use warp markers to lock the main kick and snare to the grid, but don't overwarp the ghost notes. In jungle and DNB, the ghosts are the soul. Overfixing them kills the groove. Now slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient. Use the default Slice to Drum Rack preset. You now have a drum rack. Rename that new track Amen Chops. This is your chop control center. Here's an advanced cleanup step that's worth doing. Find the main kick and snare slices in the rack and tighten their start time inside Simpler so the transient hits immediately. And in most cases, turn warp off inside Simpler for these micro slices. You usually want raw, fast playback. Warp inside Simpler can soften things if you're not careful. Now we're going to build the core versus AIR layering system. Duplicate your Amen Chops track twice. Name one Amen Chops, Core, and the other Amen Chops, Air. The point of this is division of labor. Core equals impact and mono stability. AIR equals width, motion, texture, and all the science excitement. Let's do the core chain first. On Amen Chops, Core, add an EQ8. High pass around 30 HC with a steep slope. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't get surgical yet. Just carve space. Add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch 10 to 25. Boom either off or very low, because the Amen already carries a low bump and you don't want to inflate it. Then push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how aggressive you want it. Then add saturator. Soft psi mode is a great choice here. Drive 2 to 6 dB. But do the grown-up part. Trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Now, the most important core device, utility. Set width to something narrow. Even 0 to 30% is fine. Yes, we are intentionally making the core close to mono. This is how you keep your break hitting like a weapon under a big bass line. Cool. Core is your fist. Now air. On Amen Chops, air, start with EQ8 again. But this time high pass hard at 200 to 400 HE. This is non-negotiable if you want width without phase problems. If you want a little sheen, do a gentle shelf around 6 to 10 kHC, 1 to 3 dB. Then add auto filter. Band pass or high pass works great. Add a little resonance, around 10 to 25%. This resonance is part of the science sound when you sweep it. Now add chorus ensemble, stock Ableton. Set it to ensemble mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.40 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, and width can go past 100. In AIR land, 120 to 200% can be tasty, because we already removed the low end. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, and we'll be automating the width here. Here's the core concept. We're not making the whole break wide. We're making the high texture wide, while the impact stays centered. That's why it sounds big without falling apart. Now we get into the main theme. Automation first, science chops. First, create a performance clip. In arrangement view, Make a 2 to 4 bar MIDI pattern triggering your slices. Think like classic Amen logic. Snare on 2 and 4 most of the time, ghost notes leading into snares, and then 1 or 2 signature science moments per bar. The discipline here matters. If everything is a trick, nothing is a trick. If you need a starting mental grid for 1 bar, hit a kickish slice on 1, snare on 2, a couple of quick ghosts around the back half of B2, snare on 4, and then a tight stutter right before that 4. Keep it tight. Let the groove breathe. Now, automation lanes. And a big workflow tip. Automate on the group tracks, not per slice. You get cohesive movement and you work 10 times faster. On the Amen AIR group, automate utility width. For normal groove sections, live around 80 to 110%. Then for fills or science hits, jump briefly to 150 to 200% for an eighth note or a quarter note. You want spikes, not a constant wide wash. Automate auto filter frequency on AIR. A classic move is sweeping upward into a fill, like 800 HZ up to 6K HZ over half a bar. That opening up motion is instant energy. Then set up a reverb throw. Best practice, put reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track. Then automate the send amount on specific snare chops only, like a 16th note burst. It should feel like you grabbed the snare and threw it into space, not like you turned on wet drums. On the MN core group, automate drum bus transients. Punch up on downbeats, maybe plus 10 to plus 20. Pull it back during busy fills, maybe down to 0 to plus 5. This keeps the groove stable. The more notes you play, the less you need transient aggression. Also automate saturator drive on core as a longer gesture. A subtle ramp of 1 to 2 dB over a couple bars into a drop makes the break feel like it's leaning forward. Now for the actual science tricks. Pick one or two. Taste is everything here. One option is Redux on AIR only. Automate downsample up to maybe 2.0 for tiny glitch bursts, and bit reduction to 3 to 5, but only for moments. This is ear candy, not the entire flavor. Another is pitch dives. You can do it per slice and simpler, or after resampling with clip transpose. A classic move is one chop moment diving down 2 to 7 semitones and snapping back. Don't glide forever, it's more like a quick bend, like a turntable move. Another is gate pumping with autopan. Set phase to 0 degrees so it behaves like tremolo. Rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Then automate amount from 0 up to maybe 40% during fills. This creates rhythmic chopping without changing your MIDI pattern. Now, two coach notes that will save you from pain. First, do your mono audit early, not at the end. Put a utility on your master, or better, a dedicated monitor track, and map width to 0% on a key or controller. Toggle it constantly while you're writing automation. If the groove collapses, your IR chain has too much low mid, or your whiteners are doing facey stuff that doesn't survive mono. Second, treat automation like a performance pass. Instead of drawing every line, record automation in real time. Put your AIR width, AIR filter frequency, reverb send, and a damage control like Redux mix on macros or a controller. Do a pass like you're DJing the break. Then go back and keep only the best moments. You'll get more human movement and less math class automation. Also remember, quantize the notes, not the feel. Keep MIDI triggers mostly tight, then create groove through velocity changes, note length changes, and even subtle track delay. A sneaky trick is delaying the AIR track by 5 to 15 milliseconds. It can feel wider and deeper without relying purely on stereo phase tricks. Now we resample. This is where the workflow becomes professional. Create your Amen bus routing so both core and AIR feed into a single bus. Then set the Amen resample audio track to record from that bus. Post FX. Before you record, headroom. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB FS on the bus. Resampling is committing. If you print too hot, you can bake in distortion or limiters you didn't mean to print. Arm Amen resample and record 8 to 16 bars while your automation plays. When you're done, consolidate the best 4 to 8 bars and name it something useful, like Amen Science Wide 174 BPM 8 bar V01. Future you will thank you. Now post your sample tightening, because the printed loop should be mix ready. On Amen resample, add EQ 8, high pass 25 to 35 HZ. If the top is harsh, do a gentle dip around 7 to 10 kHZ, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. Keep it subtle. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to gel it, not to flatten it. Add a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Only shaving peaks. This is not your loudness stage. Now for the advanced move that creates those wild, signature fills, second-generation slicing. Take your resampled audio and slice it to a drum rack again. Now you're chopping the chopped automation performance. That's why it sounds like modern DNB editing. You're not just rearranging the amen. You're rearranging a designed, performed version of it. While you're here, a few extra sound design upgrades you can steal. If you lost snap after widening and chorus, make a dedicated smack layer from the resample. Duplicate the resample. Bandpass it around 1 to 6 kHz, push transients with drum bus, and blend it quietly under the main loop. You get crack and definition, without reintroducing low-end stereo issues. For one-off fixes, use clip envelopes on the resampled audio. It's faster than adding devices when the problem happens once per bar. Tiny gain dips, quick fades on ringy tails, even a micro pitch nudge on a single science hit. If you want pseudo stereo that's less facey than chorus, try simple delay on IR, left 8 to 12 milliseconds, right 14 to 20 milliseconds, feedback basically zero, dry slash wet low. It can add size while staying more mono friendly, especially since ANR is high passed. Now let's talk arrangement, because in drum and bass, stereo is part of structure. Plan width like sections. Intro. AIR narrow and filter, core minimal, build. IR slowly opens, drop, full core and wide accents only, not constant max width. Post drop, narrow again so the next wide moment feels huge.